Welcome back. We have saved the best seat in the house for you. Remember the group Santana? Man, during the 60s and throughout the 70s, they had many big mainstream songs like Evil Ways, Black Magic Woman, Oy Como Va, and not to mention that the group made it big at the 2000 Grammy Awards. Well, this guy, Leon Fetillo, joined Santana in 1973, and we asked him how he got started in the music business and then how he got into Christian music.
Well, I got started in the whole business when Carlos Santana called me. That was really like the jump-off point of my career. I had some little bands in San Francisco area, and we would travel around, you know, up to Tahoe, maybe over to Vegas. And we ended up being in L.A., and there was a guy that was a conga player for the Santana group, a guy named Marcus. Marcus wanted to do an album, so he called me in L.A. and asked me to come up to San Francisco and do that album. So I did it with him. He took the album up to Carlos Santana's house, and Carlos said, "Man, who is that singing?" And Marcus told him, he said, "That's Leon Fetillo." He said, "Man, I gotta have him on this next album I do." So Bill Graham called me and asked me to come up and do the album. And when I came up to just sing the first song, Carlos said, "Man, yeah, you're the guy." So if we did three albums together, War Ballet, Moonflower, and Festival. And then during that time, I was dating a girl in San Francisco, and her brother was a Christian, so every time I come to the house to see her, here comes the brother. And he would just stay on me. I mean, it was just like he was the butler of the house. I mean, that's kind of how I felt. And the next thing I knew is that I needed to just, you know, deal with all the stuff that he was trying to get, you know, me to do, which was to go to church, go to Bible studies. And I said, "Man, I got to do something to wiggle my way out of this." So I finally went to the Bible study because I figured maybe I could learn some scripture. When I came over to the house, I could quote him some scripture, step around him and go see the sister, but it didn't work. I got this Bible study, and they were talking out of the 7th chapter of Romans about the difference between the flesh and the spirit. And I knew that God was on my case because I was definitely not living in the spirit. So we got back to his brother's driveway, and it was right there. He asked me to receive the Lord, and I did, and everything changed. I went back to the Santana group and started writing different lyrics and everything. They said, "What are you writing?" I said, "Man, we got to glorify God." They said, "What do you mean glorify God?" I said, "You know, this is what we should be doing. We're reaching, you know," I said, "our last album went platinum." I said, "Can you imagine how many people we can affect for God?" And of course, you know, the group couldn't digest that very well. So I ended up leaving the band. But that's kind of how my career got started. And then, you know, right after that, I went into Christian music. And coming up here to Sacramento, where the Neelys were at Warehouse Ministries, was the very first place that I performed gospel music.
Well, let's take you back to that very first Christian album released in 1979. Here is Leon Fetillo and Temple to the Sky on Streets of Gold.
I want to build a temple to the sky.
my reach. But I thank you, Lord, for the wisdom to see.
Streets of Gold, that is Leon Patillo, Temple to the Sky, his very first Christian radio hit from 1979. Now, another big hit from that debut album was the title track called Dance, Children, Dance. We asked Leon Patillo what inspired him to write that song.
Dance, Children, Dance was one of those songs that came kind of out of the frisky side. You know, I had a side of me that just kept saying, man, how come Christian music has to be I said, there's got to be something that we can inject in it to give it a little, you know, something flavor, some rhythm, something. And I hadn't really been listening to a lot of other Christian artists, but I knew that there was a flavor that was needed, you know, especially for the young at heart. So Dance, Children, Dance just kind of came out of me. And I knew that this would be something that the Lord would enjoy if we danced unto him, because that's what Psalms 150 says. He really enjoys us to praise him. So I really thought that this would be, you know, one of the things that I could do in my writing that would give the Lord praise and give us kind of a new beat.
Gold and Leon Patillo's second album, Don't Give In, is the title of it. That was released in 1981, and from that album, the song The Star of the Morning. More of our conversation with Leon Patillo coming up in just a couple of minutes, but hey, if you have a favorite artist that you would like for us to try and track down, and trust me, they are hard to track down, we will do our best to get in touch and interview them, and maybe feature them on an upcoming Streets of Gold program. All right, more of Leon Patillo in just a minute.